The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
It's a Western Conference battle between two teams with identical records. It's the third and final meeting of the regular season series between the San Jose Sharks and the Central Division's Utah Mammoth. Both teams are at 12-11-3, 27 points, all even with the last wild card position currently held by the Chicago Blackhawks. The Sharks are only 1 point behind Seattle for the top wild card spot, and they're only 3 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights, who sit in third place in the Pacific Division with 30 points on the year. All in all, the Sharks are in the playoff conversation on December the 1st, 2025. And that's something that's good news for head coach Ryan Warsofsky.
We don't look at it daily as probably everyone else does, but it's something that it's good for a group. You know, we're right there with some of the best teams that we've played, and we got to continue to push and be a little bit more consistent to keep this thing going. And you know, November's over and done with. We've got to move forward, but we're excited for this. This is a good team tonight. We've got to be ready to go, and like I've always said, we've got to be what we're doing with it and know what we're doing without it.
San Jose is finding ways to win even when they don't necessarily have their A game. Macklin Celebrini says that's a difficult skill to develop.
It's the hardest thing to do in hockey, so it's good that we're starting to find ways to win.
Colin Graf agrees with the difficulty. Learning how to win when you're not totally at your best in all areas of the game is part of life in the NHL.
Really hard. It's really hard. I remember, last year there were a lot of games where we're tied going into the third, or we're winning early on, or we're down by one, and you just gotta, it's like we're right there, you can't really find a way to, maybe it's one extra play or one penalty kill more, one PP goal or something like that, just to even just get it to OT, because once you get it to OT, I'd say it's 50-50, right? Like, there's not a whole lot going on, and we got skilled players, I got skilled players, and so it's just a 50-50 chance, but I think just to play a full 60 and just try to get to OT is important.
Ryan Warsofsky says that developing that aspect to your game as a team is indeed one of the major focuses of any NHL coach.
Yeah, it's one of them, that's for sure, and it's pretty high on the list. So the experiences you keep getting throughout the season, you hope to kind of break through the wall in a sense and starting to win some of those games. And I think we've done a little bit of that at times this year. But looking back at that Vegas game, we probably beat ourselves more than they beat us, in a sense. Did we give up some chances? Yes, but chances that are very preventable, and that was kind of the message this morning. So, again, there's still another layer we got to get to with our group and continue to push and challenge them to get a little bit uncomfortable at times to get to that point as a team. So we did some good things. We didn't go away when it was 4-1. We battled back, gave ourselves a crack at it at the end there, just came up a little short.
So how are the Sharks finding ways to win? Well, Dmitry Orlov had some thoughts on that.
I mean, it's experience, obviously, learn on mistakes, on individual mistakes, so you're not put them same ever again, in the different games. I know last year was tough and a lot of games was lost, in one goal game, and sometimes team was winning, give up last minute goal and then lost the game in overtime or shootout, it's just everybody need to be in the same page, different situation. If games not go your way, try to play simple and hard, and then sometimes it pays off, things like communicate, it's always help on D-zone, especially, when team forecheck hard, and when you got the scrum, so make sure everybody. Sometimes it's tough and you battle for the puck, so your teammates should help you and talk to you because they can see it. You're not because you're against the board, against the players and the sticks walking around, So sometimes it's hard to look, sometimes to make a quick look what's going on in front of you or behind you. So that's why I think it's important so we talk and communicate and let know about each other what's going on in the ice, and sometimes you just maybe chip it or hard damage and then our forward can get out of the puck, you know. So these little things, you know, it's kind of like more you play with each other, you know the what player can do on ice, you know, so you can read it from there too, you know. And obviously I think our neutral zone has to be better, because I think sometimes teams get so easy skate through our 1-1-3, you know, and we need to manage that, make sure we in the right places, you know, so we not have that holes when team can use it when they get into the zone.
Of course, the Sharks want to be on their A game every single night, and that's a major goal. One of the areas where the Sharks want to improve to get to their A game tonight is in zone entries. Colin Graf says that you have to get behind the defense, and you don't want to turn over possession of the puck.
You know, it's a fine line between trying to make plays and not just feeding the other team in terms of turnovers at the blue line. And I think that, as a group, we sometimes it's good, and you know, sometimes we're executing plays at a high clip and we're getting in there and we're getting rush chances over and over again. But sometimes it's like, if the numbers aren't in your favor, you got to recognize that. And I would say the rim's the hardest thing to deal with as a defensive player. You got to deal with a puck that might be in the air, it's coming hot, and it's on the yellow. It's not a clean one. So if we can rim some more pucks, going to buy the goalie and create some battles in the corners, then we work on our forecheck a lot. So just trying to, you know, if we can win half the battles, and or every battle we win in the offensive zone, that just leads to an offensive zone possession and probably a shot on goal.
Of course, managing your shift length is another important factor, and Macklin Celebrini admitted it's sometimes tough to not want to be part of the solution and stay out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I've tried to work on, just not extending my shifts and knowing when the shift's over.
Celebrini also added that Utah presents a big challenge in this, the final meeting of the season series.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good hockey team. First game they beat us pretty good, and second game it was a tight game, so we know they're gonna bring their A game, and we know the kind of team they are, so we just gotta bring our best.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs. The long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Sharks fans, Fieldwork is thrilled to be the official non-alcoholic craft beer and proud partner of your San Jose Sharks. Whether you're at the tank or watching from home, Fieldwork is brewed to be a part of the moment with uncompromising non-alcoholic beers and legendary IPAs to classic lagers and everything in between. Fieldwork has something for every taste and every occasion. Make every occasion special. Drink Fieldwork.
San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Yaroslav Askarov gets the start in goal for the Sharks tonight against Karel Vemelka on the other side for the Utah Mammoth. San Jose made one recall from the American Hockey League San Jose Barracuda, summoning Pavel Regenda to action in tonight's game. Regenda's had a solid season for the Cuda, and he's eager to get back into the NHL and show what he can do again.
I'm super happy, you know. I was upset on the guys, I was kind of like nervous, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like, of course, it's, you know, when you're down there, you get used to the environment, the games, you know, the speed, whatever, everything. And now you come here and every guy is, like, a little quicker, stronger, better. So I just got to get used to it. And, I'm super excited. So I think I'm just going to be buzzing today, you know. Yesterday during the day, I was just, you know, walking around. Went for a walk because we had the day off doing Barracuda. And I just got a call. I was like, oh, really? So I was happy about it. And, yeah, I'm super excited that I can be here and play again today.
The Mammoth are looking to respond from a 1-0 loss on the road in St. Louis on Saturday. Logan Cooley was injured in that game, but it looks like he's in tonight. And head coach Andre Tourigny says it's good to see him on the ice this morning.
Absolutely. That was great to see him walk the next day and to be on the ice this morning. That was absolutely really encouraging. So it's good to see he's on his leg already.
We're on the air at 6:30. Join us. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.